there and have to, when she's making $450 or $500 a month and have to pay $30 a month parking, you know? So they have branches everywhere. Every bank has branches and branches out in every area of the community, of any community. So,
that's what about the
we had a week.
The oldest and largest stores.
Really fun. Well, not really fun. It's sort of sad.
They also used to be. There's the Biggies, Kane Sloan's, Harvey's, places, the Kastner Knots. Now, they've all gone to, they started with the suburban shopping centers. We have one in Green Hills. We have them just about in every little area has a suburban shopping center. Then maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the mall concept came out. And they have them. Well, there's one right down there, 100 Oaks. And then there's one out way out in East Nashville in Hendersonville.
Mm-hmm.
It is just mammoth. I mean, people come from out of state to shop there. You know, it's 200 acres of stores. Of just every type of conceivably possible store is there. You can buy it. It's Rivergate. At least that. Besides stores, they have eating places and service stations.
And it's all enclosed, right?
Well, the malls are, but then around there, there's all these office buildings, and then there's
doctor's
buildings, and it's just everything.
Okay. All right, are there any, you talked about black neighborhoods and to an extent, a Jewish, one Jewish neighborhood anyway. Are there any other ethnic neighborhoods? German or Spanish or Greek? You've answered a lot of these questions just in your discussion. What are the local landmarks in Nashville besides Opryland?
Okay. The Biggie, Centennial Park, the replica of the Parthenon. Have you seen it?
Oh yes.
It's wonderful. It's magnificent. Landmarks.
I mean, I thought I was really coming.
Well, now they have all these little markers, you know, Civil War numbers. They're everywhere. They're Battle of Nashville. There's Belmead Mansion, which is Belmead Mansion is just a super mansion that they restored and charge admission. You go through and you see the slave quarters and the, you know. I really don't know. I guess there was someone, the Mead family or something, but I never really ran in circles who had any connections with that. Now the there's a lot of little things named, like there's a street right over here a few blocks called Granny White Pike. And then they have old Granny White's tomb is over there.
Who's Granny White?
And the rest,
she was probably some lady, you know.
Oh, okay.
Way back when, you know. Now they have Fort Nashboro, which is downtown, and it's a replica of the original fort, you know.
So it's a replica?
Well, it's been rebuilt. It's a log cabin, and it was right. It was the first settlement in Tennessee, the first right on the river where they built the fort.
So
you know,
Fort Nashboro now consists of one cabin.
Well, no, it's got a little wall around it and a bunch of little cabins inside it. And it's supposedly a replica of what the original fort looked like, but it's not the original logs or anything.
And it's not even the original.
Oh, no, it definitely is in the original place.
Oh.
Right on the river, right where old Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone jumped around, and James Robertson, you know, the first governor of the state, and all of the stuff like that. And landmarks, it's like the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium that they're trying to hold on to. I've never been to the Grand Ole Opry.
You never have?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's like people in New York have never been to the statue.
Right, something like that.
All right, do any of the parks around here have special names and outside
of
myself
recognize
them by?
Are
there any other names for Centennial
Park
besides that?
No. Centennial Park. There's a few little parks.
Uh-huh.
So there's Sevier Park over there, which is you know, named after some great Tennessean, John Sevier, who was one of the big shots. But I'm not all that up on Tennessee history. I mean, I know a little bit, but I never was all that interested.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, where would you land?
that was flying home from New York.
Where does the plane land?
At the airport.
Mm-hmm. So you just refer to it as the airport. You don't ever call it by its name.
No.
Do you know what its name is?
Mm-mm.
Very
few. Is that it?
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay, if you were driving in from, say, Chattanooga,
I have
what would you call the
now.
Coming
back
it'd be I-24.
And what's a generic name for that?
I don't know.
Interstate.
Yeah. Now, would you call it the interstate, or would you call it the highway?
I don't know, the interstate.
Okay.
Highway's a completely
and we were
different
friends
thing.
All
okay, what's the difference?
Well, a highway is what you used to drive on before they had the interstates.
And is it how many lanes normally?
Two.
Okay.
Six.
What do you call if you're going to stop on the interstate?
And I'd always drive down.
You know, if you're tired of something, what do you call the place where you pull off?
Rest area.
Alright. Is there a difference in the names between the ones that just have picnic tables and the ones that have
either that or their guys on it?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call the line that's painted on the road in the middle to keep you in your lane?
What do I call it?
Yeah. You're going to say, hey, be sure to stay right.
The center line, perhaps.
Okay. Do you ever call it by its name, like the yellow line and the white line?
Not that I...